My name is Eric Weinmayer, and I'm an adventurer, writer, speaker, and I happen to be blind.
You may have heard of Eric Weinmayer before. In 2001, he became the first blind person to summit Mount Everest. And in 2002, he succeeded in climbing the tallest peak on each continent. Recently, Weinmayer traveled to Utah to lead a hike for the conservation group Trust for Public Land.
I'm a big believer in TPL, Trust for Public Land, and all the work they do.
TPL, as they are known, was working on bringing awareness to an entrance to the Zion Narrows. The Narrows, which is mostly located within Zion National Park in southwestern Utah, is a 16-mile-long hike through a steep canyon that straddles the Virgin River. The first 2 miles of the hike are located on the Chamberlain Ranch, private land that was up for development before the recession. When the economy crashed, development plans were scratched, and TPL was able to purchase the development rights to the land in a conservation easement this spring. Eric hiked the canyon before the plans were finalized to draw awareness to the importance of undeveloped nature.
To make these land acquisition deals, it takes a lot of work. As they, you know, worked with local partners and individuals, donors to buy up the access to Zion Narrows, which is, you know, another incredibly iconic canyon and national treasure. So it's like I love it when they contact me because I get to go experience these amazing things in the outdoors and do some good along the way.
The hike was Weinmayer's first visit to the canyon. He spoke with me about the experience.
Well, Zion Narrows was pretty, I felt it felt pretty extreme, you know. Well, you walk through a beautiful ranch on a road for a little bit, and then you kind of cut down into the canyon. And then pretty soon, you're walking in about knee-deep water. For me, I've never been able to see what's under my feet. So, you know, walking through cobbles in the water with my trekking poles, it's sort of feeling my way. And those cobbles kind of move and shift a little bit under your feet, and there's some little holes and things like that. And a person in front of me jingles a bear bell so I can hear them moving in front of me. And as I said, it narrows up so that, like, you can feel the walls of the canyon, and they're just smooth, and they went up as high as I could imagine. You know, my friend said you could barely see the sky. It was like a sliver above us, and it's something I'd highly recommend. You know, it's a little bit more than a walk in the park in your backyard, but it is really an accessible adventure. I would definitely say, you know, if a blind guy can do it, then most fit people with some expertise can do it as well.
Weinmayer is famous for all of the extreme sports he's done all over the world, but he says that it's what's in our own backyards that really makes the outdoors a way of life and accessible to most Americans.
You know, when I look at the outdoors, I mean, the experiences I've had in the outdoors, they've really forged a lot of what my life has been about. So a lot of the things I've done, you know, climbing the seven summits, the tallest peak at every continent, and going to remote mountains around the world, well, that's one thing. I mean, that's really exciting, and it's a privilege. But being able to access beautiful, iconic adventures right here in the U.S., right in your backyard, let's say, that's even better in a way. That opens up adventure to lots and lots of people. And so that's what TPL distinguishes itself as an organization that really works on creating the open space, the adventure, the magic right in your backyard. I think, like, I'm a little bit, you know, nervous about America. You know, so much of what the country was built on was about adventure, about being in the outdoors and discovering amazing stuff about yourself and the people around you and being really self-sufficient. And I think we need to hang on to that.
Weinmayer says that being in the outdoors really changed his perspective on life, especially after going blind.
I look at the greatest parts of my life, and they've always been with friends and family in the outdoors. And so I started climbing when I was 16. I'd just gone blind from this very rare eye disease at 13. I was pretty bummed out, and I knew I wasn't going to be a good baseball player, and I got taken rock climbing with this as part of this recreational program of blind kids. And I found, you know, that I could use my hands and my feet as my eyes, and I could scan my hands and feet up the rock face, and I could find these little pockets and cracks in the rock, and I could work my way from point A to point B, you know, kind of leveraging my body and my strength in really cool ways. And I thought, you know, I got to the top of this rock face. I was maybe 100 feet up above the trees, and I just thought, you know, like, I thought the adventure of my life was over, and now it really just started.
Weinmeyer's most recent adventure has been learning to whitewater kayak. The Trust for Public Land announced the conservation easement this June. The land rights were purchased in part with money from the Farm and Ranch Lands Protection Program and the state of Utah. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor. It's a morning, yeah.